As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Don't let it slide, baby, diamond ring.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Time now for another Coolest Conversations throwback in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. My guest this time around is Rocket Queen, guitarist from the all-female Norwegian band The Cocktail Slippers, who are based in Oslo. Our interview first aired on July the 20th, 2018. That's when their single Excuse Me was our coolest song in the world. On that tune, they work with famed Norwegian singer-songwriter Ida Marie. With Rocket Queen, we also talk about the changes the band has gone through over the years since they formed back in 2001, how they met and started working with Little Stephen, and how she manages to balance her family and professional lives. First, though, let's hear some of that former coolest song of the week, Excuse Me, followed by your Coolest Conversations throwback, presented by Hard Rock, in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and now, dear listener, it's time to have our coolest conversations for the day. And joining me is Rocket Queen, lead guitarist in the all-gal Norwegian band, The Cocktail Slippers. Hello, Rocket, how are you?
Hello, Mighty Manfred, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine and so happy to be chatting with you today. You know, we just took a listen to your latest single, Excuse Me, which is available from Wicked Cool Records. And my notes say the song was co-written by the band with Ida Marie. So I've looked her up online, but I'd much rather you tell me who she is and how you guys came to work together.
Well, she's just the coolest Norwegian girl ever, except for the Cocktail Slippers girls, of course. But she actually did a couple of songs with Iggy, and she's she writes amazing songs. So we're really thrilled to be working with her. We think it's pretty amazing.
Well, how did she know about you guys? Did you play shows together, or same social circle? I mean, what was the connection to Ida Marie?
Well, Norway is a small country, and there's not too many girls in rock and roll in Norway. It's just so cool, finally, to get to work together.
Now, she's a kind of a big star over there, right?
She is.
And I know she's played some festivals and things. So let's see, the recording, that was produced by Thomas Wang, and it was harder for me to track down information about him. Who is Thomas Wang?
He has a small studio, and he's a very rock and roll kind of guy that everybody knows about, but the sound he produces is just really outstanding. We've been working with him several times before, and we just really love the way he records stuff. So it was just felt like really right to do it. Yeah.
So you said you wrote the song, I know, with Ida, but who came up with the idea?
Actually, it was Hope, the vocalist in our band, and Ida Maria was sitting and chatting together, and they was like talking about old relationships. You know, sometimes you meet someone and you like instantly fall in love, and then it doesn't always work out, but the feeling that you wind up thinking, well, we had a good time, let's just celebrate the good time we had, and then move on. That's kind of what this song is all about.
You know, earlier this year, back in April, I was overseas with my own band, and we played in Hamburg. And we were there, this festival called Garageville, and there was the band The Launderettes, you know, another all-female band from Norway, were there. And they had played, and I was asking them what they had been doing recently, and they seemed a little embarrassed. They were saying, oh, well, you know, they hadn't been very active because of other obligations, and mainly they meant family things. And I tried to assure them that, hey, that's fine. You know, this is not a race. Life is filled with all sorts of things. How do you balance the band and life's other adventures?
Well, we are, as you know, all female, and some of us have kids. So obviously, sometimes we have to take like small periods where we can't do as much as we would love to, because we are mothers. But just as the Launderette, you know, it's just, we'll take a few months off, and then we'll be writing songs, and then we'll start touring again whenever we're ready. So, well, you know, kind of the thing with girl band, you know. Girls tend to be mothers at some point.
So the Cocktail Slippers, y'all started back in 2001. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
And from that lineup, who's left? You and Sugarcane.
That's the original, but there's been a lot of changes in the band, and mostly because we are girls, women. People get families, they move out of the city. Touring and playing doesn't fit in with family life like traditionally. So you kind of have to, if you're in this band, you need to like live your life a little bit of alternative. And well, it's just the way it is, I think. Probably in all guys' band too, but 2 out of 5. Ain't bad.
No, not at all. And are you still friends with the former members?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're
meeting up.
I was going to ask you if they're all going to join you on stage in 2021 for the 20-year anniversary.
We've been thinking about it, and yeah, I think they will.
Well, I saw on your Facebook page that you've been playing some festivals recently in Europe and Norway. Any plans to head stateside?
We would really, really love to. So I'm just going to say, Jimmy Fallon, if you're listening, we're all open. And also, you know, we would love to do South by Southwest again. We would love to go touring in New York, New Jersey. We would love to go play in places we haven't played yet, like in Los Angeles. We're thinking maybe next year it will be a good year to tour in the States.
Oh, I think so. I completely concur. So, you know, our very own Little Steven, big fan of yours. He produced your album, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, wrote a couple of songs on it. How did you meet Steven?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I actually got a phone call from a girl saying that she was the assistant of Little Steven and asked me, do you know who he is? And I was like, yeah, is this a prank or something? And then she asked me, well, he's been playing one of your songs for a long time on his radio show, so he was wondering if you wanted to come to New York and play at this festival. And I was like, well, yeah, but who else is playing? Oh, Bo Diddley, The Strokes, the New York Dolls. And then I'm like, yep, we'll be there. So, yeah, that was in 2004, I think. Well, that was the first time we met him. And then, well, he's been a great supporter of our band. And obviously, when he started Wicked Cool Records and he signed us, we've just been working closer and closer. And he's been producing stuff with us and co-producing quite a bit. He's been writing 3 songs for us, and which is very, very, very happy to be able to work with him. He's a very talented and great guy to be hanging around with. So, yeah.
Well, let me ask you more about that. What's it like working with him? Is he a real real taskmaster in the studio? Is he cracking the whip, or is he really laid back and easygoing, or what is his personality like working in the studio?
He's both, actually. He is really cracking the whip when he needs to, but he's, at the same time, he's very humble. He's very like, what, you know, you guys write great songs. He's been very clear about that. You don't really need me to, like, help you out, but he's there, and we have just have this great way of working together, so... he can be quite hard when he needs to, but that's only when he needs to. So it's, yeah, he's cool.
Speaking about, you know, working in the studio, so you guys have got this, the new single, Excuse Me. Oh, when can we expect a new full-length album?
Next year. Now we're working on like 7 or 8 new songs, and we're planning on releasing at least 4 this year, and then... we'll have a full album out next year. That's the plan.
Oh, excellent. And that ties in with the idea of touring the U.S. next year.
Yes, it does. It's all planned.
Say, I want us to go out with an older song of yours. It's a favorite of mine off of that St. Valentine's Day Massacre album, that the one that Stephen had produced. It's a song that you guys in the band had written called You Do Run. Now, do you recall working that song up and recording that song? What's the story on You Do Run?
Okay, I'll try to make it short. That song has had like 50 titles, I swear. It's like, this song is about, songwriting is about rewriting. It's been rewritten so many times. And actually, that was one of the songs that really got into place when Steven was in the studio with us, and just kind of came from the outside. I looked at it, and I was like, well, it's a great tune, but maybe if you did this and you did that, and then all of a sudden, it was just there. So, yeah, we have a lot to thank Steven about for this song.
Oh, excellent. Well, Rocket Queen, thanks so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Great talking to you too, Manfred.
Well, let's take a listen now to You Do Run. It's the Cocktail Slippers in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Don't let it slide, baby, diamond ring.